Dr. Larry Benge, good evening.
Dennis, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm okay, and Happy New Year to you. I was going to do a countdown of how many sleeps it is till March 17 or whenever the AFL season begins, but I forgot to do it, so I can't do it for you. But it's not far away. It's about 8 weeks.
No, I know. We blink. We blink and we'll be there. So hopefully we'll be over this virus surge and we'll all
yes.
be back to normal by then.
Things will be getting better by then. That's my feeling, Larry. Here's a question for you.
Sure.
So you sit down to watch the news and then you sit and watch maybe one of your favourite television shows and then you flick on a movie on Netflix or on Stan. You've had three or four glasses of red wine. You might have had a cup of tea. How important is it to brush your teeth before you hit the pillow?
Well, if you don't, all the food, everything you've eaten during the day is going to be sitting around your teeth,
Ooh.
Between your teeth, and the bacteria in there are going to feed on it, and they're going to make acid as a byproduct, and it's going to irritate your gums, and it's going to eat into your teeth. So that's a pleasant thought, isn't it?
But there's something refreshing about doing your teeth before you hop into bed, and apart from that,
yep.
you probably smell a bit better.
Exactly. Well, look, you know, as I said, flossing's the main thing if you can get in between the teeth. But, you know, just to have that sort of that fresh taste, I can't actually go to bed unless I do it, you know. But a lot of people, as I say, if you've had too many wines and those sorts of things, yeah, it's easy to forget. But you'll pay a price. Not once, just occasionally, it's not going to be an issue. But if it becomes a habit where you just don't clean at night, then you're really leaving the teeth exposed to acid for a good 8 to 10 hours, which is, you know, a significant amount of time. And remember, in wines and those sorts of things, there's sugars, you know, so it's the hidden sugars that actually sit against the teeth. And that's what the bacteria use to make acid.
So there's all this, there's a community inside your gob.
A big community.
They're working hard during the 3 a.m.
Millions of bacteria working hard. So
I'm going to sleep with my mouth open from here on in. I just want some fresh air to get in there.
Well, that can create problems too, because if you get a dry mouth, it's even worse, because saliva at least lubricates your teeth and lubricates your gum. So if you're actually a mouth breather and you get a dry mouth and it dries out, you're more susceptible to decay. So it's not a win-win situation.
So
clean the teeth. Clean
whoever
the teeth.
Is listening tonight, just make sure you brush your teeth before you go to bed. That is Uncle Dennis's advice and Uncle Larry's advice. And Uncle Larry is an expert in the area. NickSmiles.com.au or 1-300-266-378. Larry, great to chat as always. Oh, he's gone. Wednesday nightcap. Darren James and a shortened Andrew McLaren. He's only 5 foot tall tonight.